This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi yesterday. The news portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India portal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister Casper Welkamp in The Hague, Netherlands. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he had wide-ranging discussions on deepening the bilateral partnership of both the countries and engagement with the European Union. He also appreciated Netherlands' strong condemnation of the Pahalgam attack and support for zero tolerance against terrorism. Senior Nationalist Congress Party leader Chhagan Bhujbal will be inducted into Maharashtra cabinet today. Oath ceremony will take place at 10 a.m. Mr. Bhujbal is expected to get the Food and Civil Supply Department, which he held when Eknath Shinde was the chief minister. India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, has said that it is high time that Islamabad hands over chiefs of Pakistan-based global Islamist terror organizations Lashkar-e-Taiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed to India. In an interview with Israel's TV channel, Mr. Singh highlighted that these Pakistani outfits have been involved in innumerable terror attacks on India, including the heinous April 22nd Pahalgam attack in Jammu and Kashmir. He said that the root cause in these two groups, Jaish-e-Mohammed and its leader Masood Azhar and Lashkar-e-Taiba and its leader Hafiz Saeed. Mr. Singh also asserted that Operation Sindoor, launched by the Indian Armed Forces on May 7th in response to the Pahalgam terror attack, is paused and not over, adding that the fight against terrorism will continue. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert warning for Karnataka and predicted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 2 days. IMD has also issued a red alert warning for Karnataka and adjoining areas of Tamil Nadu, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra to get very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall during the next 3 days.
Today we have updated the orange color warning for Karnataka, particularly for 20 and 21. So we have updated to red color, be it in north interior Karnataka, south interior Karnataka and coastal Karnataka. So we have given red color warning for extremely heavy rainfall for mainly coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka. And adjoining area like Ghat area of Tamil Nadu, North Tamil Nadu, Rayalaseema, we have given very heavy rainfall. Also, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra likely to get very heavy to extremely heavy on 29. Or 21 to 22nd. Bombay will also receive moderate to heavy rainfall from 21st onward.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Russia and Ukraine will benefit direct negotiations for a ceasefire and possible end to the war following a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
My little conversation with a nice gentleman named Vladimir Putin. Actually, we had a good talk, and I think that progress is being made. 5,000 young soldiers are being killed every single week on average, and we're trying to stop it. It's a bloodbath. Satellite pictures that are so bad. In this day and age, we're living a horrible thing that's going on, and we're doing the best we can.
President Putin also confirmed that Moscow is ready to work with Ukraine on a possible peace agreement, stating talks are on the right track. Russian president emphasized the need to identify the most effective pathways to peace amid the ongoing conflict. India's Diya Chitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade marched into the pre-quarterfinals of the women's doubles event at the World Table Tennis Championship Finals 2025 in Doha, Qatar. And with that, we end this news bulletin.